Hello and welcome to Acts of Volition Radio. I'm Stephen Garrity and this is session number 26. As I've stated before here on Acts of Volition Radio, I have a policy of having no publishing deadlines whatsoever. So I'll put out a show when I have enough good songs. And the downside of that is that it's been about 4 months since my last session. And the upside of that is that I have some really great songs. And I'm going to be playing a couple of pairs of songs by artists here. So I've got three groups of two that I think are just really worth hearing. Now, I recorded my last session on July 1st or soon thereafter. And later that day, I actually went to see Joel Plaskett perform on the waterfront here in Charlottetown. And he played a bunch of new songs that I hadn't heard before, but apparently everyone else in the crowd had heard them because they were singing along. They were released on a bonus DVD that had three tracks that came out with a DVD he's released called Make a Little Noise. It's available on maplemusic.com, and it's a mostly pretty low-quality live footage, but it's fun to watch. But the songs on this little the three tracks on this little CD are worth the purchase price of the DVD. I'm going to play two of them for you here. And this first one is called A Million Dollars, and it's worth every penny of it. Here's Joel Plaskett with A Million Dollars from the DVD CD Make a Little Noise.
Let's go out, we'll take no prisoners. Lonely love, gotta leave it behind. We look like a million dollars. Every time they look at us, we'll blow their mind.
Joel Plaskett is proving to be one of the greatest songwriters to come out of Halifax or even the entire Maritime region. That's his song, A Million Dollars, that's from the CD that comes along with the Make a Little Noise DVD that was released earlier this year. CD just has three tracks on it, and I'm going to play two of them for you here today. The first one was called $1 Million. This next one, it might sound familiar to you, as if you live in Canada at least. There's a retailer called Zellers. I think it's Canadian only, but I'm not sure. Anyhow, they're like a Walmart or a Target, and they've been following, kind of following along the lines of Target and making these really, really beautiful advertisements and for television. And they're using the music from independent Canadian artists as the soundtrack for these commercials. And this next song was featured in one of these commercials. The group, the Be Good Tanyas, that I played in an earlier Acts of Volition radio session, was also featured in one of these Zellers ads. I don't think that's how I heard them, but I knew the song, definitely knew the song when I heard it. So it's kind of a, gives these bands some exposure in the way, on a smaller Canadian scale, but in the way that the Gap ads did for bands like the Crystal Method. And like I said, this song was featured on there, so it might sound familiar to you, but if not, it should. This is Joel Plaskett with the song Nowhere With You.
Hey, good looking, why the frown? You always look better when it's upside down. You say you got nowhere that you're going to. Can I go nowhere with you? I took the Dartmouth ferry into the town, spent my pennies bumming around, trying to find a way to tear a strip off these blues. Can I go nowhere with you? I paid the cover, saw the show, sat at the bar where the drinks did flow. Didn't see a single face that I knew till I went nowhere with you. Can I tag along tonight? We'll kill some time. It looks like you might need a little company. I'm so cheap, I might as well be.
That is a fun song to sing along to in concert. That was Nowhere With You by Joel Plaskett. The next group I'm going to play, I know very little about them, but a friend tipped me off to their most recent album, which is called The Body, The Blood, The Machine. And the band is called The Thermals. And I think they're from Oregon. They're a U.S. band. They're on Sub Pop. Very, very indie. And I really loved this album and went back and listened to some of the previous albums that they had put out. And I found out that this album was a real change for them, that in terms of production value. This one sounds reasonably good. And, you know, sort of like a typical recording. And I went back, and turns out their previous albums sound like ass. And I think the new album would probably sound really weird to any fans of the old stuff, because the old stuff was extremely, extremely lo-fi. And I don't know, maybe that does it for some people, but I'm not talking about just like, you know, stripped down. I'm talking about, I don't know, it sounds like they put a $4 microphone in the middle of the room and turned the gain up all the way. Anyhow, the new album doesn't sound like that. Now, these guys have a bit of a claim to fame that I'm sure is the little news clip that whenever anyone in the media talks about the group. And I discovered it when I was reading about them on the Wikipedia. I'm just going to read this verbatim from the Wikipedia. It says, the band turned down a $50,000 offer for the right to use their song It's Trivia from More Parts Per Million in a Hummer commercial. Harris commented on the decision in a February 2006 ASAP article, quote, we thought about it for about 15 seconds, maybe. It was a really easy decision. How could we go on after soundtracking Hummer? It's just so evil, end quote. Well, I don't know what to say about that. Fair enough. This album, The Body, the Blood, the Machine, is particularly interesting to me because it's rife with biblical allusions. They're just all over the place. You don't often hear singing about locusts. Here, as an example of that, I'm going to play the first two tracks from the album, starting off with The Thermals, Here's Your Future.
God reached his hand down from the sky. He blooded the lamb and he set it afire. He said, fear me again, no, I'm your father. Remember that no one can breathe underwater. So bend your knees and bow your heads. Save your babies, here's your future. Yeah, here's your future.
So if you can imagine it, that song and this whole album is significantly better in terms of production value than the previous stuff. I don't know, maybe it has something to do with indie credibility or something. Anyhow, the next album from this, the next track from this album, The Body, the Blood, the Machine, is called I Might Need You to Kill. And it continues on with the biblical allusions. And when I heard the song, I thought to myself, this is what Weezer could have become. Instead, we have Beverly Hills, which is unfortunate. Anyhow, The Thermals, I Might Need You to Kill.
Locusts, tornadoes, crosses, and Nazi halos, they follow, they follow. Ashes and grins, sins, they follow. They know I might need you to lead and part the sea so we can cross. If they follow us still, I might need you to kill. Every room and every human at will. They'll drown your disease. They'll pound you with the love of Jesus. They follow. They follow. They'll own your days. They're only God's babies. They follow. They know I might need you to hack and cover the tracks so we can hide. If they side us still, I might need you to kill. They can tell me what to read. They can tell me what to eat. They can beat me and send me the bill. But they tell me what to feel. Hey, I might need you to kill.
I Might Need You to Kill by The Thermals. Another show I got to see earlier this fall was the group Sloan, who I've played here plenty of times before on Acts Volition Radio. One of my favorite bands, and as I've also, I think, name dropped, they're a group that we've had the good fortune of being able to work with a bit on their website. I work for a web development company, and anyhow, they had there's a bit of a tie-in here. I'm not purely just bragging about that, though I do think it's awesome. They were working on a new album this spring and summer, and they went ahead, their manager, Mike Nelson, recorded a bunch of short videos, and about 30 days before the album came out, he started posting short clips of these videos that he had edited together. He was putting them up on YouTube, but pulling them into their site. They have sort of a weblog-style news system on their site. And it was surprisingly compelling. It sort of drew you into the creation of the record. It was mostly just them goofing around in the studio and stuff. But it was an excellent use of the web for a band. It was a good example. I'd like to see other bands do that kind of thing with it. So, as I said, they're working on a new album. It's called Never Hear the End of It. And I think it's their best album since Navy Blues, which goes back a ways. It's really strong. I wasn't a huge fan of the last couple of albums that came out. There was great songs, but in all, they didn't do it for me. This is a really strong album, and I'm really pleased with it. Two songs in particular that really stand out for me, I'm going to play for you today. This one from the album Never Hear the End of It is Another Way I Could Do It by Sloan.
Still
That already sounds like a classic Sloan song to me, as does this next track, which is also from the Never Hear the End of It album. The song's called Live the Life You're Dreaming Of.
Hello, can I have a show of hands who have taken something before? If so, is this devil you know ever able to help you any? I'm a pro, but business is slow, so I'll be peddling my opinions again. Although I don't wanna take no for an answer, I'm known.
Was Sloan with Another Way I Could Do It. And something I forgot to mention about the album is that it has 30 tracks on it, which is a lot, squeezed into 80 minutes. And obviously some of them are pretty short. They've got a couple of like 1 minute and 1 minute 30 seconds, 2 minute songs. But there's a couple of real epic songs like that one there. Really excellent album, Never Hear the End of It. Now my next song comes as a recommendation from a listener and now a friend of mine that I've had a few chances to hang out with. His name's Alex Pulvey. You might know him from his biggest claim to fame so far in life, besides being a freakishly talented juggler, is that he was involved and helped out with that crazy Firefox crop circle. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can just Google for Firefox crop circle and you'll find it. And I first heard about that, it sounded pretty lame, but when I saw the photos, it's really amazing. They did a really good job of it. He's a really cool guy. Anyway, he recommended this guy, but has since told me that he finds him kind of dreary. But I'm sticking with it. The artist's name is Joshua Radin. Radin? I'm not sure. Joshua Radin, I'll say. And I did a little reading up on him and listened to a session he recorded on KCRW, which is, you can search for it on the KCRW website and listen to it. There's some live recordings that are kind of nice. And found out, much to my surprise, that this guy wrote his first song a couple of years ago, and I'm going to play it for you. It's on his album, and he hadn't done any writing previous to that. He was a screenwriter, and you know, he's in his late 20s, early 30s, and hadn't done any singing or recording or anything like that. And it's amazing that he got this far in life without doing it once you hear it. Apparently, I didn't realize this until I started reading up on him, but the music's been featured in a couple of TV shows, including Scrubs. Zach Braff is like a friend of his from college or something, and has really helped his career by getting him some exposure through the TV show soundtracks. So here it is, and just keep in mind that this is the first song the guy ever wrote. It's called Winter by Joshua Radin.
Somehow thinking of winter. Your name is the splinter inside me while I wait. I remember the sound of your November downtown. A warm December with you, but I don't have to make this mistake, and I don't have to stay this way. If only I would wait. The walk has all been cleared by now. Your voice is all I hear somehow. Is the splinter inside me while I wait? I remember the sound of your November downtown. I remember the truth, a warm December.
Apparently it's the first song that guy ever wrote, Joshua Radin. It's pretty remarkable. Now, when you listen to a bit more of the material, it's a lot like this where he uses the just the soft fingerpicked acoustic guitar and his own voice dubbed over as harmony to quite a nice effect. The only drawback is that it's so sweet and sugary that it's a bit much to take. But it's a beautiful song. And I'd recommend checking out the live session on the KCRW website as well. Back into Canada, the group Metric is one I've played before. I played the song Combat Baby in Session 6, which is a fantastic song. From their newer album, which is called Live It Out, I'm going to play a track called Police and the Private. And it's funny, I heard this song on a CBC radio show that they ran during the summer called Simply Sean, which is the comedian Sean Cullen. It was kind of like Acts of Volition radio in that it was him just saying whatever he wanted to and playing good music. But it was unlike Acts of Volition radio in that he is talented and hilarious. And you're just listening to me. So anyway, funny guy, shockingly good musical taste. And he played this track, and the whole album's good, but this is a song I like in particular. The lead singer, Emily Haynes, recently put out a solo album, and I was really interested in hearing that. But there wasn't much there for me, actually. I listened to it, and you know, I was kind of hoping an Acts of Volition radio track would pop out at me, and it just didn't happen. But regardless, this is a strong song. The band's called Metric. The song is called Police and the Private.
Get straight, wait here while I try to find the exit sign. When will you stop asking strangers? No one wants what we want. Keep one eye on the door, keep one eye on the bag. Never expect to be sure. You're working for the police and the private, the pirates and the pilots, fingerprinted, waiting for the train. The doctor, the writer, the hairdresser, felt up and fingerprinted, waiting for the train. Lord, Lord, Mother, we are all losing love. Lord, listen, Lover, we are all missing Mama. Lord, Lord, Mother, we are all losing love. Lord, listen, Lover, we are all missing something.
Quite appreciate when bands finish off tracks with a bunch of weird noise like that, because it gives me something to fade out under my voice. so thanks for that. To Metric. That song is Police in the Private from the album Live It Out that came out, I think, earlier this year. It's relatively recent, at least. It's a good album. There are several other really strong songs on it as well that I considered for the show. But one more song for you in this session, and this is someone, like many great singer-songwriters or musicians, that I'm woefully ignorant of, and I think anyone who knows anything about music will know a lot more about them than I do. So I've only recently heard much of the music by Steve Earle, or at least only recently discovered who it was that I was hearing. And there was one song of his that is just so well done and so powerful that it just sounds like it could have been written 40 years ago, and if it was, it would still be as pertinent, and it would sound, even the sound is sort of timeless. And what's remarkable about the fact that it would still be pertinent is that it's very political. I mean, it was only written in, or the album was released at least in 2002. But it seems, you know, it's a timeless theme. It's about conflict and war. The album's called Jerusalem, and I'm going to play the title track. And it was a sort of controversial album. I guess he's a controversial person. He has really strong sort of liberal views. And there's a song on the album called John Walker's Blues, which is about John Walker Lind, the American, you know, he was a man. He seemed like almost a boy. He was pretty young, who was fighting with the Taliban in Afghanistan. And it's written from his perspective. It's a very interesting song. Very, you know, just a very strong idea for a song. But in terms of just great songs, I think this title track, Jerusalem, is one that really deserves to be heard. For those of you that haven't heard of it, there must be some of you out there, because I hadn't heard of it. So I'm going to leave you with this, Jerusalem by Steve Earle. Thank you for listening to Acts of Volition Radio. Listen to him.